Thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line, and I'm a case intake specialist for the NEC baby formula lawsuit. Am I speaking to Nancy Myers?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you some questions here. Are you a parent of a premature baby?
Yes.
Okay. And how old is your baby today?
She now is 16.
Your daughter is 16? Okay. And
yeah.
When she was born premature, do you recall her gestational age at birth? How many weeks she was born?
I believe it was 32.
32 weeks. And what was her weight at birth? How much
Four
did
pounds,
she weigh?
1 ounce.
4 pounds, 1 ounce. Okay. Oh, she's small. And then how long was your daughter in the hospital for between the time she was born and the time she was first allowed to come home?
Repeat that question. I'm driving.
It's okay. How long was your daughter in the hospital for between the time she was born and the time she was first allowed to come home?
15 days.
15 days or 16?
15.
1-5?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then was there any reason for her to return back to the hospital almost immediately for a medical emergency?
No.
Okay. And assuming she was at the hospital for 15 days and fed a cow's milk formula fortifier, did your daughter develop a medical condition called NEC, which stands for necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm going to ask her date of birth to get an idea of when she was diagnosed with NEC. So can you provide me her date of birth?
February 1st of 2008.
Okay. That's right. And how old was she? How old was she when she was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis? Or do you know the exact date?
February 1st, 2008, it was like the first week.
The first week. So if I were to say 7 days from her birth, then that would make her diagnosis about February 8th. Does that sound about right to you?
Say that again. I apologize.
Was she diagnosed roughly on February 8th of 2008?
No, they gave her the formula on the day that she was born.
Okay. And then she developed necrotizing enterocolitis within 7 days of her birth?
Yes.
So she got necrotizing enterocolitis on February 8th, approximately?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. That's the basis of this lawsuit, is that there's strong scientific evidence that links necrotizing enterocolitis to baby formulas that are made from cow's milk and fed to premature babies. So before I go any further, you have confirmed you have not gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay. And then how's your daughter today, Nancy? Does she have any long-term complications that could be tied to her original diagnosis of necrotizing enterocolitis?
She still, to this day, she still has stomach issues because of that.
I'm sorry to hear that. So she has ongoing GI and possibly bowel problems with bowel movements?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have any medical records in your possession to show proof of the diagnosis?
I don't.
Okay. And we established that your daughter was diagnosed roughly 7 days from her birth, so that'd be February 8th. That's when she had developed necrotizing enterocolitis, 2008. Is that right? February 8th, approximately?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you know if she was diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula?
No.
Okay. And then how long after being fed the formula fortifier did your daughter develop NEC? Was that within 7 days or over 7 days?
Can you repeat that question? I apologize.
It's okay. How long after being fed formula or fortifier did your daughter develop NEC? Do you think it was within 7 days or over 7 days?
Within the 7 days.
with this. That's what I thought too. Okay. And then what is the name of the hospital your daughter was born at?
Madera Community Hospital,
Okay. And where's that located? What city?
Madera, California.
Okay. Is that also where she was diagnosed? Did they make that
Yes.
diagnosis? Okay. Was that the
Yes.
same place? Okay. I
Yeah.
found I from the internet I found Madera Community Hospital on 1250 East Almond Avenue in Madera, California, 93637. Is that the same place?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here, bear with me here. So she was born and diagnosed with neck at the same location.
Yes.
And do you know what brand of formula that was provided at the hospital?
It was the
Okay,
Similac,
Similac, all right. And then because your daughter is a minor, she could not file a claim for herself, but you can as her mother and legal guardian, and that's what you're doing today.
Yes.
And your daughter is fortunately survived. She's with us today.
Yes.
And then of course you are a legal guardian, so you have the authority to sign on beh her behalf. Or your behalf,
Yes.
actually, technically, because she's a minor. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And her gestational age at birth we established was 32 weeks. Was her diagnosis made at the hospital before she had any chance to come home?
Yes.
Okay. And now I can gather information about your daughter. She was, well, actually, I'm sorry, not yet. We said her date of birth was February 1st, 2008. She is 16 years of age. And could you provide a birth certificate?
I actually already did. The gentleman that contacted you, I already sent over my information.
You did. Okay, very good. Is there any other person that you know that w was premature and developed necrotizing enterocolitis at the hospital they were born at? Anyone else you
No.
know? Okay.
No.
That's good. I mean, this is an awful thing that you and your daughter had to experience. Your daughter's gender is female, correct?
Yes, sir.
And at 16, I'm assuming she's single.
Yes.
Okay. And then, how do you spell your daughter's first name? This is going to go on the
H.
authorization to release medical records.
It's H as in happy,
Uh-huh.
A as in Adam, E as in Edward, D as in David, Y as in yes, N as in Nancy.
Okay, let me re repeat her first name. It's Hayden. H as in hotel, A as in alpha, E as in echo, D as in David, Y as in Yankee, N as in November. Hayden.
Yes.
Okay, and does she have a middle name?
Yes, Alisa. AL. A as in Adam, L as in Lisa, I as in important, S as in Sam, A as in Adam.
Okay, Alisa. And then that's A as in alpha. L as in Lima, I as in India, S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha. Okay, does she share the same last name as you? Myers, Myers?
No, her last name is her father's last name.
Okay, and could you spell that for me, please?
It's C as in cat, O as in October, L as in Lisa, O as in October, K as in Kim, A as in Adam.
Okay, Kaloka. That's C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, K as in King, A as in Alpha.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a suffix to your daughter's name? Like junior, senior,
No.
first, second, or third? Okay. And then
No.
as I mentioned to you, if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, I'll be having you sign today an authorization for legal representation that authorizes the law firm to work on your behalf. And secondly, it gives an authorization to release medical records. But I would like to put the full social security number for your daughter on the authorization to release medical records. Do you know her full social?
I don't know it by heart, no.
Do you know at least the last four digits?
1141.
Thank you. All right, so just to confirm, the last four of your daughter's social is 1141.
Yes.
Okay, and Nancy, now I can gather your information because you are the parent and going to be on the agreement. Nancy is Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a middle name, Nancy?
C for Carol.
C for Carol?
Yeah.
Okay, and last name?
Myers, Myers.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Is there a suffix to your name, junior, senior, first,
No.
second? Okay. And your
No.
marital status?
Single.
Single. And then your gender is female.
Yes.
And of course, the relationship to your daughter is you are the parent. And then
I
what
am
is,
mother.
yes, indeed. Okay. And then could I get your last four digits of your social? Actually, can I request your full social first?
557-73-2071.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 557-73-2071. Okay, and then your date of birth, please.
To February 3rd of 82.
Okay, thank you. That's February 3rd, 1982.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I have an email address on record. It's nancy.myers, the number 3 at icloud.com. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, 916-885-7819. Is this a smartphone?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
Okay, perfect. The law firm is going to want to reach out to you to do a case verification call. In other words, it just takes 2 minutes. What they're going to do is they're going to verify that your daughter was born premature and had consumed a cow's milk made from, I mean, a premature. I'm sorry, I can't even say it today. Pardon me. They're going to confirm that your daughter's born premature, was fed a cow's milk formula at the hospital, and developed necrotizing enterocolitis afterwards. Once they verify that from you, they'll submit the request for release medical records, and then they can start working on negotiating money from the formula makers as a settlement for damages. Okay.
Okay.
So they'll call your cell phone, and is the what is the best time that you can be reached? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Later on this evening because I do have court this morning and I don't know what time I'm going to get done and I also have to go to work afterwards.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to list evenings as the best time that you can be reached. And it may not today. The call could occur anytime between now and the next 2 weeks. There's a large volume of people that have been injured by the baby formula, so there's quite a few cases that they're working on. So sometime between now and the next 2 weeks will be that case verification call. I'll let you
Okay.
know the name of the firm that will be calling you towards the end of our call, just before you sign documents. Can I get your address, please?
22212 Avenue 18 and a half.
18 and a half, okay. And that's in Madera,
Yeah.
California.
Uh-huh.
Is that an apartment or is there a unit number to this address?
No, it's a house.
It's a house, okay. So 22212 Avenue 18 and a half, Madera, California, 93637.
Yes.
Okay. And are you able to show official documents that you are parent and legal guardian? I think the answer is yes, because you mentioned birth certificate and you could show government
Yeah.
issued ID. Okay.
Yep.
And you are the mom listed on the birth certificate, Nancy Myers.
Yes, sir.
Is there a father listed on the birth certificate?
Yeah.
And the father's name, please.
George GEORGE.
Okay. And I think I have the last name already. That would be Coloca.
Yes.
Colokaa.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
What do you mean by that?
Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, loss of custody for either
No.
you or, okay. And then is there any family history of drug or alcohol abuse?
Her father.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And would that be alcohol or drug abuse or a combination of both?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. And then what about these questions pertain to yourself, whether or not you experience these issues during pregnancy, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, or none of the above?
Hypertension, high blood pressure.
Okay, high blood pressure, I understand. And then your daughter was born premature, and she was born in the state of California.
Yes.
And was her diagnosis made while being in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And then so need to establish the time frame or the dates, estimated or approximate dates she was in the NICU. Was your daughter admitted in the NICU the same day she was born? Okay, that would be February 1st, I'm sorry. And then she was discharged roughly about 15 days from her birth, so February 16th, would that be about right? Or 15th, I'm
Yes.
sorry. Okay. I'm going to put February 16th, 15 days, okay. And these are approximate dates. So she was admitted to the NICU February 1st and then discharged approximately February 16th, 15 days. Oh my gosh, I actually, sorry, my brain is slow today. I'm going to put February 15th. That represents 14 days, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, no, you said 15 days. I apologize. That's February 16th. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I'll kind of recap my thinking here, my poor thinking, actually. You mentioned that she was in the NICU approximately 15 days. So I put February 1st and then 15 days. That means she would be discharged February 16th. And these are approximate dates. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Nancy. Sorry about that. And then
It's okay.
your daughter's name on the birth certificate, just to confirm, that would be Hayden Elisa Kaloka.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And she was born at 4 pounds 1 ounce. Small, definitely premature. And then what is your best estimate, approximate dates of when she started to use formula or begin a formula? Do you think it was the same day she was born?
Yes.
Okay. And when do you think they took her off the formula? Around the time she was diagnosed with NEC, February 8th?
No, I believe it was like this, like they used it throughout the time that she was there at the hospital.
Okay, so February 15th.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then when did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula your daughter received and her diagnosis of NEC? When did you first learn that she may have developed NEC from the baby formula? That could have been at the time she was diagnosed, but it could be something more recent. Like you may have never known, like, oh my God, my daughter developed NEC because of the baby formula. That could have been learned to you through media, television or online. Do you know when you first learned of that connection?
Well, I was actually looking at something, and because she's been having the issues with her stomach, and she has the GI issue, and then she also has issues when she goes to the bathroom. So I was like, I wonder what's going on. And then so it was social media that I had seen it, and I was like, I wonder if that like leads to things like that. And come to find out that it is, because I was doing my research more extensive, and I was like, wow. So I even had a conversation with my daughter and was like, oh, I now know why you have the stomach issues that you have, is because of them giving you the formula when you were born, at the hospital. And she was like, oh, wow, mom, that makes sense.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay, and then so I heard social media, and then when would you say that you saw that social media advertisement? Was
It
that in
was
the
like about a
last
month
year?
ago.
About a month
It was
ago.
about a month
Okay.
ago.
So
Yeah.
I'm going to put September 29th, 1 month from today. Is that okay? September 29th?
Yep.
These are
Yep,
approximate
that's
dates,
fine.
2024. And then what was the time between usage and injury? That would be the 7 days we established. So she was exposed to the formula on the first, and then she was diagnosed on the eighth, so 7 days.
Yes.
Okay. And was your daughter fed breast milk prior to formula?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have any
I tried.
complications?
No.
No
No. I
complications.
will my myself I wasn't producing enough.
Okay. Okay, but when she was fed breast milk, there was no complications.
No.
Okay, and we did confirm that she was fed formula or fortifier at the hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And then what symptoms did your daughter experience after drinking the cow's milk-based formula? Did she have a low body temperature?
I'm unsure of that
Okay.
question.
What about vomit? Did she have any green vomit?
No.
Okay. Do you know if she had sleep apnea, where she had tr or her brother breathing would be interrupted while sleeping?
No.
Okay. Do you know if she had hypotension, abnormally lower than normal blood pressure?
No, her blood pressure's fine.
Okay. What about bradycardia? Did she have a lower than normal heart rate?
No.
Did she have trouble feeding?
No.
Did she have constipation?
This was in the time that she was in the hospital.
Yeah, we're talking about the time that she was at the hospital and what symptoms she experienced after drinking the cow's milk formula. These are would be symptoms of necrotizing enterocolitis. She didn't have a low body temperature. She didn't vomit. She didn't have sleep apnea, have a low blood pressure, lower than normal heart rate. Did she experience any of those conditions or symptoms
No, I don't think
after drinking
so.
cow's milk? Okay. Did she have a swollen, red, or tender belly?
Her belly would be tender.
Okay, so she'd have a sw did she have any trouble feeding?
No.
Okay, did she have any constipation?
No.
Was she lethargic?
What's that?
Like sleepy, sluggish?
She would be sleepy.
Okay. And did she have diarrhea or dark, bloody stools?
Diarrhea.
Okay. All right. So the symptoms that she did experience after being exposed to a cow's milk formula or fortifier would have been swollen, red, or tender belly, lethargic, and diarrhea. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say you have copies of medical records that document the diagnosis in your possession?
No, I don't currently have
Okay.
it in my possession.
And but you do believe that they're available at the hospital, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your daughter have to undergo because of necrotizing enterocolitis? Did they treat her with antibiotics?
Yes.
Okay. Did they have to do a blood transfusion?
No.
Did they have to use assisted ventilation, like a breathing machine?
No.
Did she have to undergo any surgery?
No.
Okay. Do you know if they had to use a PICC line to deliver nutrients or a specific type of immunotherapy?
They did the through the IV.
Okay. So a PICC line. Okay. And no surgery, you said, right?
No.
Okay. So the treatments that your daughter had to undergo were antibiotics and a PICC line or IV. All right.
Yes.
Okay, and then when was your daughter last treated for any neck related issues or any C related issues?
On the 16th
On the
of
16th.
February 2008, yeah.
Okay. So when she was discharged?
Yes.
Okay, that would have been the last day. Okay, we said discharge date February 16th. Okay, February 16th, 2008. Okay. And then do you know the name of the doctor that made the diagnosis of necrotizing enterocolitis? Do you know the name of that doctor?
Tina Dillon.
I'm sorry, Tina Dolan.
Tina Dillon, yeah, DHILLON.
And is she at Madera Community Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like she may be married now. Dr. Tina J. DHILLON.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay. Gynecologist and obstetrician.
Yep.
Yep, in Madera, California. Okay, looks like she's now got her last name is hyphen Dylan hyphen Ashley.
Oh, okay.
It's been 16 years. Tina J Dhillon dash Ashley. And that would have been affiliated with Madera Community Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. They're asking for a phone number for Madera Community Hospital. I have that number as area code 559-675-5555. I got that from the internet. And she was treated for neck at Madera Community Hospital.
Yes.
Thank you. And the doctor that diagnosed her is that also the same doctor that treated her?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. For the address. Got it. And as far as your daughter's physical condition and medical treatment, she did not have surgery, but she did have a swollen belly. I've
Yes.
marked that. Do you know if the medical staff shared with you the Bell staging of NEC? Bell stages recognize the medical condition NEC in three stages. Stage one is suspected, stage two is confirmed, stage three is advanced. Did the medical staff ever describe to you what stage, Bell stage of NEC your daughter had?
No.
Okay, unsure. And then how is your daughter doing today?
I mean, she's fine other than the fact that she has like the GI problems, and then at times whenever she goes to the bathroom, that it's still a struggle.
Okay. So overall, she's doing well, but does have occasional GI problems with bowel movements.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and we're getting close to wrapping up here. The law firm does request an emergency contact in the event something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Let me see.
Sure.
No, the person doesn't live with me.
Okay.
And his name is Michael.
Okay,
M-I-C-H.
MICHAEL.
He is, yeah. And Zaragoza. Z is in zebra. A is in Adam. R is in Robert. A is in Adam. G is in girl. O is in October. Z is in zebra. A is in Adam.
Got it. Okay, and his phone number?
559 area code
Okay.
706 8295.
Okay, thank you. And his relationship to you?
That's my best friend.
Okay. And do you know his address?
No, I don't.
Okay. 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 All right, let me see if this will work. Okay, let me be so you do meet the criteria. The law firm is Pulaski Kirker. They're the ones that would like to do the case verification, hear from you personally to verify that your daughter was born premature, was fed a cow's milk formula fortifier, and then diagnosed with NEC. It takes like a minute or two to do that verification. Once they hear from you, as I mentioned to you, they'll submit the request for medical records. and then begin negotiations with the formula makers. So just to confirm, your daughter is Hayden, Haedyn, Alisa, Alisa, Coloca, Colokaa. We confirmed her last four, to the best of your knowledge, is 1141. She was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis on February 8th, which would be about 7 days after her birth, which was February 1st in the year 2008. Where she was born and where she was diagnosed was the same location, Madera Community Hospital on 1250 East Almond Avenue in Madera. Mom is filing the claim, Nancy C. Myers, a single female, social 557-732071, date of birth February 3rd, 1982. I've confirmed your email address and phone number, and you're aware the law firm will contact you sometime between now and the next 14 days to do the verification call. Everything looks good. Have you ever done signed documents electronically using your smartphone?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to be sending you a text message to your cell phone with a link to the legal agreement, and that's the authorization to represent you, and then the authorization for to release medical records. That'll go to the firm. They won't act on it until they complete the case verification call, as I mentioned to you. And I'm just looking over the agreement, making sure everything looks good, in good order. And then you'll be able to sign. And then once we're signed, we finish signing, then we are done.
Okay.
So I thank you for giving me an opportunity to get you signed up. I'm sorry that the unfortunate circumstances have brought us together. The fact that your daughter was diagnosed with NEC, that's unfortunate. But I am pleased to hear that you're about to get legal representation. And I think by now you should have received a
Yeah, I did.
text.
I'm
You
opening
did?
it up
Okay.
now. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I'm on standby to answer any questions you have. I think I mentioned to you that the law firm works on a contingency basis. They don't get paid unless they're successful. If they're not successful, you don't owe them anything. If they are successful, they get 40%, you get 60%. That's standard for a mass tort.
Okay.
And then I'll be texting you my from my direct number, 949 area code. I'm in Orange County. And that way you always know who was the gentleman that helped you get signed up for the lawsuit. And what was the name of that firm that's supposed to be calling me? I'll send you my text after we're done signing.
Signature, initials. Okay, finish. I'm all done.
Perfect. Okay. And then now you should receive a text from 949 area code. That is my contact information. And I'm going to be sending you a text with the name of the law firm. Remember
Okay.
that Pulaski Kirker is going to be calling you in about 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
Let me know you got their text. My text.
I did.
Okay, perfect. And then did you get the name of the firm and the phone number to the firm?
I did.
Okay, perfect. We're all done, Nancy. Is there any
Okay.
questions I can answer for you?
No, sir, I believe that's everything.
You did great. I thank you. You're pleasant to work with. I'm sorry for a little bit of communication issues about the dates there, but I'm glad we got it resolved. One second here. Well, if you have no other questions, I want to say thank you for your time and wish you a good rest of the day and be on the lookout for that call from Pulaski Kirker.
All right, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Same to you, Nancy. Same to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.